The following course is Power Principles. Introduction. Jesus told the religious leaders of New Testament times, "Ye do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God." Matthew 22:29. The truth of the gospel is twofold. First, it is the Word of God as revealed in the Holy Bible. To know the Scriptures, you must study, understand, and apply them. But the truth of the gospel is more than the Scriptures. It is also the power of God. To know the power of God, you must understand and apply power principles. The power of God must become a reality in your life through experience. The early church was born in a demonstration of the power of God, not through great public speakers or theological debate. Paul wrote, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." 1 Corinthians 2:4-5. Paul recognized that the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Jesus left believers with a great mission of reaching the world with the gospel of the kingdom. This task will not be accomplished by words alone. As in the early church, there also must be a demonstration of the power of God. Many people know the Word of God, but have not experienced the power of God. They do not really understand the power of the gospel. Many ministers today are well educated. They preach with enticing words of man's wisdom, but there is no demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power. In some churches, the miraculous has been replaced with human reasoning that demands a logical explanation for everything that happens. Power has been replaced by theological debate over whether the miraculous is for today or was it only for the early church. When reason and debate take the place of the miraculous, the life flow of God is replaced by man-made religion. People have had their fill of religion and its accompanying ritual. They want to experience reality. They need to witness the visible manifestation of God's power. If your faith is to stand in the power of God instead of the wisdom of man, you must experience the same flow of power as did the early church. Believers in the early church went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Mark 16:20. We have talked of working for God. We plan our ministry and ask God to bless it. But the biblical method of effective ministry is the Lord working with us, confirming His word with miraculous signs. The world is not interested in what you have done for God. The world is attracted to Jesus when they see visible results of the power of the gospel, which has changed your life. The world is attracted by the demonstration of spiritual power as the Lord works with you to confirm His word with miraculous signs. Power principles taught in this course will enable you to experience the spiritual power taught in the Bible. This course answers the heart cry of those who have hungered for reality instead of religion. It will move you from being a spectator to a demonstrator of the power of God. The course objectives are identifying the source of true spiritual power, recognize the counterfeit power of the enemy, summarize the powers delegated by God to Jesus Christ, receive the authority delegated by Jesus to believers, identify biblical purposes for spiritual power, explain and apply the following power principles: power of the gospel, power of the Holy Spirit, power of love, anointing of power, power faith works, the name of Jesus, power of prayer, power of the word, being in authority while under authority, power of his resurrection, fellowship of his suffering. You will also be able to explain how to have the power of God in your life and ministry, identify reasons for power failures, and face the opposition and overcome Satan when he challenges your spiritual authority.